Anna, A-N-A, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-Z. 66-year-old woman referred to hospice from Memorial Hermann Hospital with a history. Did I say 68? It's 68, yeah. With a history of diabetes, history of high-grade brain tumor, status post prior to resection, residual aphasia, right-sided weakness, seizure disorder, whom presented to the emergency room recently with poor appetite, nausea, vomiting, not eating, severe weight loss, failure to thrive, protein and calorie malnutrition, total ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. What's important is that she was just discharged recently with her family for comfort care to Nicaragua, but that never happened. The patient has already been told that there is nothing that can be done as far as chemotherapy or radiation is concerned regarding her high-grade brain tumor, period. Patient is no longer able to travel to Nicaragua and is requiring hospice care at home. Patient's other comorbidities includes severe frailty, F-R-A-I-L-A-I-T-Y, history of recent falls. Now patient is bedbound. Patients that with severe acute headaches, history of COPD, as I mentioned, total dependency. Patient is not oriented to patient, person, or time. Patient requires pain medication around the clock, no longer able to transfer, and the family has now agreed with out of hospital, do not resuscitate, period. Hospice will be able to provide care for the patient at home in a dignified manner, so patient can pass away at home with her family member, since she's no longer a candidate for chemo radiation therapy and or can travel to Nicaragua, period. Also put down, patient also has developed a large mass effect on the left side of the cerebral hemisphere and humongous right ventricular system hydrocephalus. Thank you.